Eighth grader Arnell Davis says a lot of kids face the same predicament he used to during the summer.
They don't have anything to do. They're probably home alone because their mom or parents have to go to work.
2 years ago, that changed when he got involved with the arts education group Big Thought. Now, he goes to after-school workshops and attends an academic enrichment summer camp called Thriving Minds. Experts say programs like these are crucial. That's because when students start school in the fall, they're already 1 month behind from where they left off in the spring, according to research by the Wallace Foundation.
But the kicker is that not all students experience the same level of loss. Summer learning loss disproportionately affects low-income students, and that's why it's a special concern.
That's Lucas Held, Director of Communications at the Wallace Foundation, which is studying the effects of the summer months on children.
The evidence suggests that that loss appears to be cumulative over time. And what that means is that summer learning loss contributes substantially to the achievement gap between low-income students and their higher-income peers.
This summer, Dallas joined several other cities around the country in a pilot program aimed at closing that gap by offering kids more things to do. Called the Dallas City of Learning, it's modeled after a similar effort in Chicago and involves more than 50 organizations, including city agencies, museums, libraries, and neighborhood groups.
When we saw what Chicago was doing, we were already asking the question, how could we build a system, a coordinated system, that many, many children could engage in?
That's Gigi Antoni, Big Thought's president and CEO. She says developing an online database was key. On it, kids and parents create an account and they can search for activities in their part of town. For kids who don't have internet access, community groups will help sign them up. And kids can also earn digital badges, which show what skills they've learned.
So we will learn a great deal this summer about what strategies work best to break down access barriers for kids, what sorts of things kids are interested in, and where in the community we need to put more experiences for kids.
On Sunday, kids were invited to a turnip, kind of like what adults call meetups, at the opening of the Continental Avenue pedestrian bridge. It included a mural project, puppet making, and lessons on wind and nature. More turnips are planned this summer. Stella Chavez, KERA News.